Welcome back here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN. Now getting a chance to talk Atlantic baseball with Atlantic head baseball coach Trace Peterson. And coach, once again, thanks for speaking with us here as the season is wrapped up.
No problem.
Well, you had your postseason game there on the 15th as you traveled over to Winterset and took on Glenwood. Came up short in that contest by a final score of 2-0. I guess your thoughts on how that game played out.
Well, hey, it was a pitcher's duel from the word go, you know. Their pitcher, Bertini was his name. Both pitchers walked one, gave up six hits, and I think struck out eight. I mean, their stats were very, very comparable. The only thing is they put together one walk and two hits in one inning, and we were never able to get that timely hit. Two instances, we had our first two guys on base. We were never able to move them over, even one time when we had the meat of our order up. And, you know, in games like that, you're not going to get a lot of opportunities. And the opportunities that you have, you have to really take advantage of them. And I don't think we did at that time.
Well, and a team that you had split with during the regular season, so you probably knew it was going to be a tough contest. I know when I talked to you earlier in the year, you felt like the time that you had lost to Glenwood during the regular season, you kind of made your own mistakes to make that happen. I guess this time it was just more so not getting a lot of those opportunities and getting that timely moment that you needed, because it sounds like both teams played fairly clean.
Yeah, hey, it was an hour and 18 minutes. Is how long the game was, and that kind of gives you some type of an indication of, you know, not a lot of base runners, and those, whichever team got base runners on and was able to get that clutch two-out hit or just hit with people in scoring position was going to be the winner, and we just ended up being on the wrong end of that. And you know, Glenwood's a quality ball club, you know. I mean, they're juniors. They're very, very athletic. They're quick in a lot of places, and like you said, we just didn't get the job done when we needed to.
Well, and certainly not to, you know, not the way you wanted to end your season. Everybody wants to keep winning and moving on, but I guess you're in a tight, close ball game like that. You got to feel a little bit better about that type of situation than, you know, something that you felt like was on your team.
Right, and you know, when we look back at the season, you know, we're what, finished 17-13, and of the 13 losses that we had, other than three ball games, everything was within two or less runs in the sixth inning. Now, the final score didn't indicate that, but that's, you know, when I took a look and did some reevaluation, that's kind of where we were at. So, you know, we put ourselves in positions a lot, and I knew going in that we would have a lot of close ball games, lots of them. And the only way we were going to have close ball games is if the kids played well you know, slowed the game down for themselves, and they did a pretty good job of that. You know, I'm pretty proud of the group that came in, because going into the season, my expectation was I hope we can scratch out double-digit wins.
Yeah, it's going into the year, obviously, a lot of uncertainty because you just had such a young team. You know, you only have two seniors on the roster, and there's just a lot of youth there and a lot of guys that are, you know, stepping up to that varsity level and playing more consistently on a night in and a night out at a varsity level. And that's always tough to gauge how well you're going to come together.
Yeah, and that's right. And I've said this a thousand times, well, you know, for kids that are moving up a level, whether it's JV to varsity or freshman to JV or, you know, varsity to college, whenever the game slows down for them and they realize that they're right where they need to be and the confidence emerges, then they'll be successful.
Were there any particular aspects of your team that you felt like got better as the season went along?
Well, I think we were pretty consistent other than a couple games of our defense. And I think probably what got a little bit better, you know, which was a big question mark, was how deep was our pitching staff going to be. You know, we lost our co-number one and our number three pitcher last year. You know, Ryan Hawkins has been a mainstay for 3 years in our pitching rotation, but and Chase McLaren had thrown a little bit of varsity in spot starts and spot roles, but outside of that, You know, you never knew what you were going to get. And, you know, people like Colton Mudd, people like Cooper McDermott, you know, Brendan Holmes has thrown, you know, and catching all the time and then going up to pitch. Chase Molinek all did a great job of the two things that we harp on, and that's throw strikes. And they did a pretty good job. And they weren't strikeout pitchers other than Ryan. The rest of them, you know, are going to pitch to contact, and then we had to field the ball. So overall, you know, the pitching part of it I was very pleased with.
And that's got to be one of the positions that's always the hardest to get some consistency at and be able to, you know, get some strong efforts from, because you play so much during the season that it's just not, you know, possible to just have those one or two guys to rely on because they're, you know, throwing so many pitches. You got to have multiple guys that can step in and do that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can't wing out there, you know, going into playing a 31, 32-game schedule and think that you're going to get through the season with two pitchers, you know. I mean, unless you're going to just abuse your pitchers on the mound and throw them two, three times a week. You better have five or six starters. And you know what? In our league, the Hawkeye 10, they're going to have to learn how to compete, and some of them have to learn on the fly, and some of them did this year.
Well, and it just came out here a couple of weeks ago that there's going to be some national rules that are adopted as far as watching pitch counts for pitchers as well. Is that something you think is going to affect the game here in the state of Iowa much?
Oh, perhaps. I think, you know, I'm going to say at your lower levels, perhaps, people that aren't familiar and how important arms are. And I was one of those when I was younger that thought people could throw a couple nights a week. And here's the thing. You have to know what your pitchers are. You know, some of the pitchers recover in a hurry. They have, you know, like a Ryan Hawkins could probably throw 6 days a week. You know, there were times that he threw 90 pitches and came back two days later and could throw an inning of relief. He just never, ever got sore. And then there are those kids that, you know, struggle to recover. You know, they're sore for a while. They had a hard time, like Tristan Benn last year. After he was done pitching one night, it took him four nights to get back into a routine where his arm could actually throw.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how teams adapt to that. And like you said, especially at the younger levels, that's even more important when they're young and still developing and growing up. That is something that's much more of a factor at that point.
Yeah, and, you know, and anybody who has their hands in the middle of a program, especially down in below, realize how important that is. And so they have to make sure that they tell all the youth coaches that you need to put them on a pitch count and don't start flirting with the off-speed, you know, hard-breaking pitches when they're too young. So it's kind of a common-sense approach, but sometimes common sense isn't always used.
Yeah. Well, Coach, now that the season is done, you had a little bit of time here to look back and reflect. I guess, how do you feel about the program moving forward?
Well, we're going to have seven starters coming back. And the two that we're going to miss, though, I mean, the two that are graduating are going to be really tough to replace. But I'm fully confident that those kids stepping in can do that. You know, between Ryan Hawkins and Brendan Holmes, you know, they led us in all categories. I couldn't ask for any better leadership with a young group of kids. The younger kids next year will not be younger kids. They're going to be juniors and sophomores that have played a little bit. They've got to get in the weight room. They've got to get stronger so that they can drive those extra base side of Brendan and Ryan this year, and Chase McLaren and occasionally Chase Molinek. For the most part, any extra base hits basically was our three and four hitter. And I know that's what they're in the lineup to do, but next year we're going to have to find that, and that'll be the challenge of it.
Well, Coach, it's been a lot of fun talking to you here throughout the season, and we wish you the best of luck here in the future, and thanks for talking to us here throughout the season.
You betcha, and thanks for the coverage, Chris.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Baseball Coach Trace Peterson. We'll be back in a moment here with more on our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Henningsen Processing, featuring the freshest and finest of steaks, chops, luncheon meats, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 8 till noon. Henningsen Processing on West 6th Street in Atlantic. The Butcher Shop in Atlantic, specializing in classic car restoration and custom paint designs. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, you name it, they'll paint it. The Butcher Shop at 243-2867, 110 East 5th Street in Atlantic. And Travis Nelson, your independent Landman's insurance agent at Exira. Experienced and licensed in auto, home, life, and health insurance policies. Give Travis Nelson at Landman's Insurance a call at 712-268-7288 or stop in at 119 West Washington Street in Exira.
And welcome back here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN. You just heard from Atlantic Head Baseball Coach Trace Peterson. We'll now take a look here at Atlantic Softball as, of course, their season wound down here at the end of this week. Weren't able to get a connection made here with Coach Hensman yet. We'll hopefully still get something on the air here for you with him kind of wrapping up the season. But, of course, they just finished up their season on Thursday as they played at the state tournament there at Harlan Rogers Park in Fort Dodge, the sports complex there. And, well, the sports complex was a little too wet to play the day that they originally were supposed to play. They were supposed to play on Tuesday at 1 o'clock against Davenport Assumption, and that game got rained out. The entire slate of games that day actually got rained out due to about 5 inches of rainfall there in the Fort Dodge area. 3 to 5, kind of what it ranged, and they had some standing water and some issues there to try to deal with and get to the fields ready to play. So they decided to wait until Wednesday, condensed the schedule then on Wednesday and Thursday, and then, of course, still had their third place in championship games on Friday, as was originally intended. But let's kind of go back through how the tournament played out for Atlantic. As they finally got to play that game then on Wednesday, they just played 24 hours later than they had originally planned. So it was a 1 o'clock game on Wednesday, and they got out there and took on a very tough Davenport Assumption team that came out and showed why they ended their season with a 40-4 record. And it was a very nice performance there from them as they come away with that 11-3 victory. The way that the game started was an early 3 runs there in the top of the first by Davenport Assumption. They tacked off another one there in the top of the second, and then coming up in the fourth inning, they tacked on 4 more runs. They had 1 run then in the fifth and 2 runs in the top of the sixth to push their lead out to 11-0. So the game stayed underneath the parameters as far as the run rules are concerned. And Atlantic then able to get some runs in the bottom of the sixth that kept the game alive. Otherwise, the game would have ended after six, but they picked up 3 runs there in the bottom of the sixth. No runs then scored in the seventh, so the rally that Atlantic wanted there ended. And the final score, once again, 11-3. It was Davenport Assumption collecting those 11 runs on 15 hits and 1 error. And it was Atlantic with 3 hits and 7 errors in the contest. And, of course, you make mistakes like that against a good team, and it's going to be hard to overcome there with 7 errors in the contest from Atlantic. Allie Anderson pitched the entire game there for Atlantic, allowed 15 hits, 11 runs, 7 earned runs. And she had 1 strikeout in that contest and no walks there in the loss for Atlantic. Davenport Assumption sent a couple of pitchers out there. Nicole Timmons started the game for him and pitched 5 1/3 innings there in the contest. She allowed 1 hit, 0 earned runs, 0 runs, and 2 walks, and then a couple of 12 strikeouts in the contest in the game there. Also, Hannah Kelly had 1.2 innings pitched there in the game with 2 hits allowed in 3 runs, 1 earned run, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts in the contest there for Davenport Assumption. So that's how the first game played out for Atlantic. They then fell into the consolation bracket, and we'll talk about those games for you here in just a moment here on our Saturday Morning Coaches Show.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hetrick Auto Sales in Marnie, offering a great selection of used vehicles priced to fit any size pocketbook, as well as a complete rental service. To rent a car or van for a day, week, or month, give Bill or Pat with Hetrick Auto Sales a call today at 781-2210. Anita Supply Center, the place to go for all of your home improvement needs in Anita. For those big or small home improvement projects, visit Anita Supply Center in Anita. Base Repair in Atlantic wants to remind you that proper care and maintenance can extend the life of your vehicle. For complete automotive and truck service, call Jeremy Base of Base Repair at 249-7476 or stop by 12 North Lynn Street in Atlantic.
And welcome back here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN. Let's take a look at those consolation games that Atlantic then had at the state softball tournament. Their next game was against CMB, as they played that one early around the noon hour there. And it was CMB coming out with a 3-0 victory. All three runs were scored in the top of the second inning, and no other scoring, of course, to speak of throughout the rest of the game. CMB had those three runs on 7 hits and 1 error. They committed, and for Atlantic, they had 7 hits and no errors there in the contest. But it was another good pitching performance here, really, by both teams, with just those three runs put up on the board. Abby Kaler pitched the game for CMB, as she had 4 strikeouts in the contest and allowed 7 hits. Atlantic, with Allie Anderson allowing 7 hits, 3 runs, those 3 earned runs, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts in the game there for Allie, and that's how the game went. Just that one inning that really anything got going. The two hits were put down by, Megan Ritter, Katie Camp, and also I had a couple of hits there in the contest from Michaela Hoag, as well as Jordan Wesselink, and one for Holly Jessen there in the contest. The runs were scored by Michaela Hoag, along with Holly Jessen and Jordan Wesselink there in the contest, as they're the ones that put them across there for CMB to pick up that victory. So that's how that game played out there at noon. So then Atlantic turned around and played in the 7th place contest at 4 o'clock in the afternoon against Esterville Lincoln Central. And Atlantic ends up picking up their first state tournament victory there in that game, as they jumped out early. They got a 2-run first inning, 2-run bottom of the first, and then scored a run as well in the bottom of the second to lead it 3-0. They tacked on a couple of more runs then in the 6th inning, the bottom of the 6th, there to take a 4-0 lead. 1 run scored by Esterville Lincoln Central in the top of the 7th, or in the top of the 6th, and then it was Atlantic scoring 1 run right back at them, and then 2 more runs tacked on there for Esterville Lincoln Central in the top of the 7th, and it wasn't enough to get it done, so it didn't have to play the bottom half, and it was a 6-3 win for Atlantic. And in the pitching effort for Allie Anderson, she allowed 7 hits, 3 runs, and 0 earned runs, just 1 walk, 9 strikeouts in the game there as they get the victory. Carson Jardy pitched for Esterville Lincoln Central. She had 10 hits allowed with 6 runs, 4 earned runs, 4 walks, and 5 strikeouts. The line there for her. For Atlantic, some good performances. 3-for-4 night for Aaron Olson in that game, as she scored 2 runs, had an RBI in the game. And Bailey Newell also had was 1-for-3 with an RBI and 1 walk there in the contest. Alexis Handel was 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored there in the game. And also Catherine Leonard, 1-for-3 there in the contest. Allie Anderson was 1-for-2 with 1 run scored there in the game. And then Carson Rush was 1-for-3 with 1 run scored in that contest as well. A couple RBIs in the game for Reagan Pellet as well. She got a hit there, 1-for-3 with those 2 RBIs. So a nice effort there for the youngster also on the squad. So that's how Atlantic pounded out that win. 6-3, they get the victory over Esterville Lincoln Central, and that's how they wrapped up their season, a 7th place finish there at the Class 3A State Softball Tournament. So certainly congratulations to the players, to the coaches, to the all the support staff, the fans as well, the parents. Congratulations to them on a great softball season. And of course, one's going to go down in the record books is you got to put it up there at the top. It's the first time you ever made it to the state softball tournament, and they were able to do that and then got one victory there at the end. A nice little icing on the cake there to get a victory and take home that 7th place finish. So congratulations once again to the Atlantic softball team on a great season. That's how the season wrapped up there in softball. And as I mentioned, we'll hope to catch up with Coach Terry Hinsman here down the road and get a few final thoughts from him on how the season played out as well. That's how things went here with the end of the summer sports season. You heard from Atlantic Head baseball coach Trace Peterson, and then we talked a little softball for you as they wrapped up their run at the state tourney. It's going to do it for a Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJN.